American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Is it really a Thursday already? It's a Thursday already. It goes by way too fast. Welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And Mark Walters out for one more day. He's back at it tomorrow to wrap up the week with you. But until then, you have me, Andy Hoosier, and it's great to be along with you. I love filling in for him every opportunity that I get to do so. And when he asked me last week if I could fill in for 3 days straight, I said, heck yeah, because it's absolutely great to do so, as there's so much to talk about, especially in the Second Amendment world. So welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and it's awesome to have you along for the ride today. I'm sitting here watching. There's a live stream going on right now, hat tip to Fox News on social media, with Democrat vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris participates in a community conversation with African-American leaders in Miami, Florida. And African-American leaders in Florida are, that's awesome, that's great. I have two questions. Why is Kamala Harris the one out there speaking? Why isn't it Joe Biden? I don't know if you remember other presidential candidates years back, way back when we don't remember half these things, but I don't know if you remember or not. It's kind of interesting that she's the one out campaigning, because usually you do not hear about the vice presidential candidates except for once in a while on the campaign trail. She's usually not the one sitting down talking to leaders. She's usually not the one sitting down doing conference and town halls. She's the one just doing rallies, going out, trying to talk to people, get them all riled up. That's all usually that they do. It's not the other way around. Now, I remember the first campaign I got to vote in when I was younger, a few years back, was the John McCain-Sarah Palin election. And I remember Sarah Palin on the campaign trail. I remember seeing her out there, but that was about it. She didn't do any of the conferences. She didn't do any of the press conferences. She didn't really sit down and do a whole lot of interviews, to sit down and do town hall meetings like this. But nonetheless, there's Kamala. So, of course, where's Joe Biden? Where in the world is Joe Biden? Because he always seems to be disappearing, which I guess if that's what he wants to do, then all the power to him, because he's probably back in his basement actually sleeping. Second off, it makes sense that she's actually doing this, because as we've talked about in the past, the African-American vote is actually decreasing support for Joe Biden after the dumb things that he said. And with Kamala Harris not necessarily being African-American, she's Jamaican, but yet they try and play her off as an African-American that didn't do any good. And with the riots and protests that are going on, plus the Republican National Convention that just happened a couple weeks ago, the African-American vote has gone predominantly to the Republican side of the aisle, into the evil, terrible, horrible, racist Donald J. Trump. I know. So I found that kind of interesting. There's a lot to get to today, and I don't want to focus a lot of time on that. I just found that interesting, scrolling through social media, and you can see some of that there. But we are broadcasting in the GunBroker.com studios, hanging out on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And all of this here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is brought to you by X Insurance. You can visit Mark all the time at armedamericanradio.org. Again, armedamericanradio.org. You can find me at HoosierReason.com. And you can find the live stream for our show, all the podcasting, all the great features that we have. Again, HoosierReason.com, and on social media at Hoosier Reason. I have a question for you. Show of hands, do you remember having the talk? Do you remember having the talk with your children? I have yet to do that. I am, 31, 32? My little voice of reason that we call her, my daughter, she's 6 years old, about to turn 7 next year. She has not obviously had the talk. Now, apparently, there are two types of the talks that you can actually have. And one of the talks is obviously the one that everybody knows of, with the birds and the bees and flying around and pollinating, and the stork that brings the little child to your front doorstep, and oh, how cute they are. That's the talk that you would think when you hear about the talk. The other talk that I was not aware of, that I find quite interesting, is the talk that African Americans have with their young children about how to properly respond to police if they get pulled over. And it's called the talk. Now, there was an opinion piece, an op-ed that was written by Ann Coulter. I'm a big fan of Ann Coulter. I think she's great, although she's kind of gone to the wayside on some issues in the last couple of years, and she kind of strayed away with Donald Trump and has kind of gone off on some other issues that I don't necessarily agree with. But overall, I've been a big fan of hers since the beginning of my political career, all the way back in high school and college. I've got to meet her a couple of times, and I think she's great. I'm a big fan of Ann Coulter. She wrote a piece out of the Sentinel called "Where's the Talk When You Need It?" And the reason I bring this up is because I think we need to have numerous the talks, especially when it comes to the Second Amendment. But I think this transitions into it beautifully. Here's what she had to say with the Hartford Sentinel. "For many years now, we've gotten mountains of press about the talk, the rite of passage lecture that black parents feel obliged to give their sons so they won't end up getting shot by the police. Apparently, unlike white people who are always fighting with cops and resisting arrest, young black men must be purer than Caesar's wife. The main point of the quote-unquote talk, according to Wikipedia, are the following." And I looked this up to look at the talk, and actually it does come up as the talk on Wikipedia. Pulling your vehicle over right away. Keeping your hands visible on the steering wheel and not making sudden moves. Not reaching for items in your wallet or glove compartment without informing law enforcement officer first. Being as polite as possible using it, yes, sir, and officer. Not arguing, even if you are right. Now she continues on. "Having seen video footage of the arrest of George Floyd and Jacob Blake, it looks like at least some black men in America could use a refresher course on the talk." Now the reason I bring this up is because while we have the unrest in America all over the nation, and we talk about needing a talking to on how to properly respect and make sure that we don't get in be shot by somebody, whether it's law enforcement or others, I think we all need the talk. Now, not just for law enforcement and not just for black individuals, but for everybody. I'm thinking that we need the talk when it comes to what the definition of terrorism is, as they try and define Kyle Rittenhouse as a quote unquote terrorist. I think we need the talk to describe how we respond appropriately if we want to change things in society, but yet we don't do it by burning down buildings or blowing up cars in a car dealership, because even though they support our movement, we still don't like them because they're in our way. We need the talk for common sense and reason. But I was not aware of the talk here. Now, if that is the case, then I don't know. I mean, first off, here's the thing. Let's look at this example for an instant. If there is the quote-unquote talk about black individuals and how they respond to law enforcement, then that's sad that we have to have a talk like that. And if they talk about systematic racism, which I do not believe in systematic racism, I do believe in, however, racism still in society and evil jerks and idiots that are still racist in the nation. But there, if there is a concern with being pulled over by law enforcement, then this right here, pulling your vehicle over right away, keeping your hands visible on the steering wheel, not making sudden moves, not reaching for items in your wallet or glove compartment without informing law enforcement, being as polite as possible, and not arguing. Those are things everybody should be doing, shouldn't they? Not just black individuals, because you're afraid of police and possibly getting shot by cops. That should be everybody. Has anybody seen an episode of Cops lately? Has anybody actually watched an episode of Cops? And how not all of them are just people of color, but there's just idiots that don't abide by law enforcement rules. When you look at George Floyd, he was resisting arrest and causing an incident before he even got on the ground. I'm not saying that what the cops did to him was appropriate or okay, but leading up to that, we learned about that later on after all the riots happened. With Blake, same story. If you have four cops pointing firearms at you, you usually stop and you don't walk around the car to walk in and threaten that you're going to go get a knife, or say that he had a knife and then walk into the driver's side door and open the door and completely ignore them. That's not usually the way you do it, and then wonder, gee, why are they attacking me? Doesn't make any sense. So everybody needs the talk. I think we need a talk when it comes to the Second Amendment, which falls into the common sense category of, guess what? There are bad people in the world. They're going to do really dumb things. Obviously, look at the unrest going on in society right now. There's terrible things going on. We need to have the talk, because there's going to be dumb people in public, in society, and the only way you're going to stop them from doing something is if you stop them yourself if they try to come after you. You cannot rely on law enforcement, because obviously we want to dismantle law enforcement across the nation. We cannot rely on society to do it, because we just think that they're just misunderstood, and therefore you have to take your life, your protection, your responsibility into your own hands. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the talk that I will be having with my daughter, along with the birds and bees and all that stuff later on when she's ready for that one, which is going to be like 30 after she's already married. But nonetheless, she'll be getting the talk. And the first one she will be getting is to respect others. And by the way, to not trust anybody in society, because they could potentially be a harm and you need to work to protect yourself. That is the talk we need to have. Got to take a break. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Great to have you along for the ride. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters as he's off one more day, back at it tomorrow. And boy, are we having, I'm still trying to watch this Kamala Harris convention or live stream that's going on right now. I'm curious if they're going to be asking her about their gun control policies, because as we read the story yesterday, that the African-American woman is the largest demographic in the nation going out and purchasing firearms for the first time as first-time gun buyers. And I'm curious, as they try to push this extreme, like confiscating and trying taking away firearms type of policy, whether that's going to be something that the nice round table or panel discussion that they're currently having is actually going to pop up. I doubt it, because the group that's probably there hosting it probably doesn't like it anyways either. But nonetheless, I'm curious, you know, asking the tough questions. Craziness, right? Welcome into it. We are broadcasting on the Car Arms Platinum microphone out of the GunBroker.com studios. And if you can hear again, all these partners that Mark has on the show is absolutely awesome. Between Lead Slinger's whiskey, I got to enjoy that for the first time over the weekend. And muy bueno, very good. Love it. Pulse TV, MyPillow, as you guys have been rocking it with the MyPillow sales for Mark, which is awesome. All of it brought to you by X Insurance right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the monster broadcast that he has on Sunday evenings as well. It's killing it. You guys are rocking it. And no matter what you do, you can find ways to support the Second Amendment with your daily activities, which just makes it all the better. I want to, as they talk about the issues with the African-American population, let's stick with this for just a second, shall we? Because that's the obviously the demographic that's going to be the make or break for this election. We see Donald Trump, after the Republican National Convention, gained 80% support from the African-American community after the RNC, because it was very well done and it showed the success and the greatness of this country. And the common sense folk that actually understand how great this country is realize that the prosperity and the opportunities for prosperity come from the Republican side, as opposed to the more progressive side that says you're just a victim, you're probably not going to make it anywhere in life, so you just need to hang back and we'll just give you some goodies as long as you continue to vote us in power. That's really the message that we got from this. Listen to the DNC prior to, you're a victim, you're not going to go anywhere, this country's terrible, we need to tear it down from the ground, but, you know, from the ground up, we need to just rebuild this whole country from the get-go, because it's terrible, and you're not going to get anywhere in life. Then you realize the Republican National Convention's like, oh, look at all these success stories. Look at all these great things going on. And people are like, oh, yeah, that sounds about right. What about firearms? We see the civil unrest right now, and because of that, the gun associations in the nation are realizing, oh, wow, what's the demographics that are purchasing firearms more so than ever before? Women, minorities, and specifically minority women that are purchasing guns. But yet, according to LibertyParkPress.com, we see the Forbes forecast where the Biden-Harris administration will crack down on semi-automatics. Now, you got to remember, Joe Biden's already done this. He's done this for a long time. Forbes is reporting, however, Tuesday earlier this week, that former Vice President Joseph Biden and Senator Kamala Harris are pushing for an aggressive gun control policy that's making gun makers nervous and having the unintended effects of driving sales to epic proportions. Did they not learn anything under the Barack Obama administration? Now, Barack Obama did not get rid of firearms. He wanted to, but he didn't do it. He couldn't do it. He talked about it a few times. Michelle Obama talked about it a few times. They talked about finding ways to attack the gun industry by blaming gun manufacturers for shootings, which is really, really dumb. They tried to go after the gun owners. They tried to go after gun stores. They tried to go after any industry they could. They tried to put on taxes on it. They tried to dismantle the gun industry, and it didn't work. And it failed, but every time they talked about it, gun sales went through the roof. Barack Obama was the ultimate gun salesman. Mark's talked about it many times. I've talked about it many times as well. Didn't they learn anything from that? If you leave the industry alone, even if you don't like it, even if you don't like it, if you want it to kind of fade away and dissipate, you don't bring it up. You don't bring it up. You don't talk about it. You just leave it alone. It's like racism. Have you ever heard Morgan Freeman talk about racism? He's like, no, we don't need a Black History Month. I don't want to talk about it. You don't want to talk about it. Let's not talk about it. I don't want to talk about racism. You stop calling me a black man. I'll stop calling you a white man. And guess what? Racism, poof, it goes away because you don't talk about it. But the left doesn't have that sense of commonality. They don't have rationale in their brain's DNA. It just doesn't work because they always have to bring it up and force the issue and make it into worse than what they already wanted. Typical, they believe government's going to solve the answer. Government makes the issue worse than what it actually is. They do the same thing with race. They do the same thing with guns. If Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't want people out there with guns all the time, then leave the gun industry alone. Let it fizzle away. Let the people that enjoy their firearms get the firearms. Enjoy the people that don't want firearms to not get firearms. And stop bringing it up in the media. Stop talking about it on the national scene. Just let it be. Leave us alone. But that's a conservative concept that the left obviously doesn't understand, because for us as conservatives, we say, you do you, I do me, I'll live my life, you live your life, we'll live happily ever after. We can agree on some stuff, we can disagree on some stuff, we can commingle if we want to every once in a while, but you do you, I do me. Their mindset is, I don't like it, therefore I'm going to make everybody not like it either, and we're going to force the ones that do like it to not like it any longer or not be able to do it any longer because we don't like them. And if they do, then they're evil, racist terrorists. The gun control policy of Biden-Harris should they become the next president and VP, is to crack down on tactical-style semi-automatic rifles, including AR-15s, and high-capacity magazines with a capacity of 10 or more rounds. Now, they've tried this before, if you remember a few years back. They did it, and they say it was a success. It was not a success. They grandfathered the guns that were already in the market out there, so they grandfathered them in so you could still have them. You just couldn't buy anything new. Crime rates didn't change. Shootings didn't change, because very few times do you actually use a quote-unquote assault rifle, to use their terminology, for a shooting. Every once in a while, but not very often. School shootings, very rarely. Those are usually handguns because they're easy to get. So if you want to stop quote-unquote assault rifles and try and ban the evil, terrible weapons of war, then you need to go after handguns as well, and good luck doing that. Good luck doing that, because it's not going to happen. The high-capacity magazines, well, apparently you ain't going to shoot someone if you got two rounds, but you are if you got 10. And then, of course, the AR, which is just absurd, and they always demonize that one because it looks very scary, but it means absolutely nothing, and anybody that owns a firearm actually knows that one. But they're going to try it. Vice President Joe Biden, he tried that when he was in the Senate, and he voted for the assault weapon ban. What was it, the early 90s when that happened, early to mid-90s, when that assault weapon ban actually happened? So he voted for it. He supported it. He would do it again. He's talked about it. Kamala Harris has talked about it with her, if I'm president, my first executive order in the first 100 days, if Congress doesn't act, is to ban firearms. Beto O'Rourke is apparently going to be his guns czar, trying to do forceful buybacks, which I think is cute. And we'll talk about that when we come back after the break, because I know we have to in just a minute. We'll talk about some of the definitions of those. But of course, they're going to try and take them away. This is nothing new. They've been very vocal about it. And now all of a sudden, the media is like, oh, shock and awe. I'm telling you. If Democrats want to actually stop gun violence, then they just don't need to talk about it. They don't need to hype up the shooters. They don't need to try and blame them as Republicans and evil conservatives or Trump supporters or whatever. They just need to let the issue lie and it'll go away. Got to take a break. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We got lots more coming up. Stay here.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
That it is. It is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. I'm Andy Hoosier, though, as I'm filling in for him one more day. He'll be back at it tomorrow to wrap up your weekend and get ready for the monster broadcast on Sundays. So make sure to stay tuned in for that one. It's awesome. You can always visit him at armedamericanradio.org. You can always find me at HoosierReason.com. And it's always great to fill in for him. We are hanging out here with the all brought to you by X Insurance. We're sitting in the GunBroker.com studios, all with the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And again, all of these great partners that he's got with the show is just absolutely phenomenal. The Second Amendment Foundation doing the hard work in the courts that I don't know how they do it, but those guys rock it. And Alan Gottlieb is absolutely amazing. So we appreciate all of his hard work. GunBroker.com, Car Arms, and Defender Coffee. I think I need some Defender Coffee today. In Kansas, it's dreary, it's cold, and it's rainy. I don't know if you live anywhere where this has happened, because this never happens anywhere, right? But earlier this week on Monday on Labor Day, it was 100 degrees,
By Tuesday, it was 45 degrees, and it's going to get back up into the 80s by the end of the weekend and next week. But this week has been rough, and I've been fighting the weird sinuses and the allergies and cold, because 100 degrees to 45 degrees in a day change, literally a day change, was absolutely nuts. I think we need to have the talk with Mother Nature. What do you think? I mean, that's called a joke. Yeah, there you go. So speaking of the talk, I think we need to have a talk with our younger generation. What do you think? It bothers me. Now, I'm a millennial. I've come out and talked about that many times before. I've seen things. My high school was involved with a high school shooting. My senior year was involved in that. And I think that we need to have the talk on ways that we can handle ourselves. And not only that, but the understanding of common sense things. Definitions, per se. Because definitions have been twisted, manipulated for so long in every issue, but specifically the Second Amendment issue, because people think that if we have a nice, fluffy, happy sound with certain agendas or policy or pieces of legislation, that all of a sudden people just go along with it and think it's great. The sad part is that it actually works. So we need to have the talk with people on basic understanding. For example, there was a article out of extranewsfeed.com. Never heard of it, probably an obscure blog, but nonetheless, it was all over the media and they tried to spread it on social media. Here's the headline. Can we please stop celebrating domestic terrorists? Can we please stop celebrating domestic terrorists? On August 25th, two men were protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake. You mean rioting and burning down things? Okay, cool. And were shot and killed by a 17-year-old with a rifle. Let's stop right there. On August 25th, two men were protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake. They weren't protesting. They were causing violence. They were terrorists. And pedophiles, by the way, too. Incriminating pedophiles. They were confirmed, weren't they? As far as I'm aware. Two men were protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake. They were just out there holding signs, praying to God and waving at everybody as they peacefully drove by on the street, right? That's what they were doing, as they were peacefully protesting the shooting of Jacob Blake by law enforcement when they were shot in cold blood by the 17-year-old with a rifle. The incident is still under investigation, but several chilling cell phone videos exist of the document, the situation. No matter how the investigation turns out, the article says, one thing is clear, we can't have this. We can't have people marching around our streets with high-powered weapons shooting their fellow American citizens. We can't do that. This should not be a partisan position. Unfortunately, for years, the article says, right-wing politics and media have been doing everything they can to push us into disastrous positions that we find ourselves in today. The Kenosha shooting is a step too far, and we can only speculate on the upcoming horrors if the trend is never reversed. I have to admit, they put a nice little fluff in here to make it sound very dramatic, don't they? They really do. We need zero police-related deaths, they say, going on looking for a fight, the Bundy standoff. They ask for, they go on and on and on with all these little demands that they have, but they have really set the stage here, don't they? It's very cute. It's very cute. We can't have people marching around our streets with high-powered weapons shooting their fellow American citizens. We can't do that. You're right. We shouldn't have them shooting fellow American citizens, where we have mass murderers that actually want to go out and shoot, like the kid in Dayton, Ohio, like the terrorists out in California that were distraught over their work, like the Muslim down in Florida that shot up the gay bar because they didn't like them. There are shootings all over the place, but you never mention those. Never mention those if that's the issue that you want to focus on. One thing is clear, we can't have this with high-powered weapons. of course, they had to throw in the high-powered weapons. But it's according to right-wing politics and media that's been doing this for years, and they call him, again, a domestic terrorist. Now, again, we've mentioned it a couple days ago, but apparently we need to go down this road. Let's have the talk with these fellow yahoos on the left side of the aisle. What is the definition of terrorism? Terrorism, by definition, is the use of force or intimidation, or threats, or physical violence in order to promote a political agenda. That's the definition of terrorism. Now, which side of the aisle during this
protest, this peaceful protest where they were praying in the streets and waving at people nicely as they drove by. Only that's not what happened. Which side would be considered in this situation a domestic terrorist? The side that's literally destroying buildings and blowing up cars and car dealerships and attacking people running down the street because they are on the other side of the aisle, or the one that's defending himself? Now, I've made my statement very clear to where Kyle Rittenhouse, in my opinion, shouldn't have been there in the first place, and this whole incident could have been avoided. I don't see why a 17-year-old needs to be running down the street with a firearm when he lives 20 miles away, by the way, in a different town and in a different state on the border. But I digress. That's another topic for another day. I know he was there. He had the EMS training. He was trying to help people as a medic. He was trying to do the right thing. But yet, again, if I were the parent, I would not have allowed my 17-year-old kid to go out when there were violent protests going on. I'm just saying, would not have allowed that to happen. I'd be in the home waiting for them to come on to my property, and then we'd be doing the same thing that Kyle did, but just in the sanctuary of our own home and our own private property. Nonetheless, which one is the domestic terrorist in this situation? Can we please get our definitions right? If you're going to write articles, if you're going to be an op-ed, if you're going to show opinion, if you're going to try and state facts, you need to write them down accurately. Because right now, the inaccuracies in the media are mind-boggling, and that people fall for this garbage and they think that it's facts. And if you say it enough times, then apparently it becomes true. And no matter what you say to try and bang your head against the wall and prove facts, they just don't want to listen to you. But if you want to call someone a domestic terrorist, that is the ultimate accusation, and you better have proof backing it up. And it can't just be because he had a very big gun that scared people and he shot two people in the street. What's the rest of the story? I said this on Mark's show a couple weeks ago when I jumped on with him, was this whole issue with Blake. When are we going to finally start looking and saying, wow, there's a 20-second video on social media. Maybe I better do a little more research before I start making assumptions on it and I start giving my opinion on it, or I start getting emotionally fired up, or I just want to tear down society and start rebuilding from the ground up. When am I going to say, gee, maybe I should look past that 20-second video and look at something a little bit different? Because we're not doing that right now. And if you want to call someone a domestic terrorist, that's a harsh word. And we need to start redefining what that actually is, because that's not the definition of. In fact, the other side of the aisle would be those domestic terrorists. Another example that we need to have the talk about would be terms like socialism, for example. Socialism. Do me a favor, just go to Wikipedia and look in the talk, because that's kind of hysterical, but also look in socialism. Wikipedia versus Merriam-Webster's dictionary, which is, by the way, the college accredited one. You're not supposed to use Wikipedia for if you're writing papers in college, so I'm not sure why you're allowed to use this. But according to Wikipedia, socialism is a political and economic theory of social organization in which advocates the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned by or regulated by the community as a whole. Is that the real definition? We'll talk about that when we come back. Definitions matter, and we need to have the serious talk about this when we come back. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
It is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark Walters, Al, Andy Hoosier filling in for it. And thanks, Mark. I'm really thirsty now. Between hearing about Lead Slinger's Whiskey and Defender Coffee, I need a couple adult beverages and some coffee to get me up and go. And so thanks for that. And thanks to all the partners hanging out here on the show. It's so awesome because, again, you can enjoy your weekend. You can enjoy the holidays. You can wake up in the morning or in the afternoons when Mark drinks his Defender Coffee. And you can enjoy no matter what and support some great organizations that help protect and fight for the Second Amendment, including FrontSight, GunBroker.com, as we are hanging out in the GunBroker.com studios, Car Arms with the Car Arms Platinum microphone that we're on right now, Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Defender Coffee, all of it brought to you by X Insurance. And I love hearing their spot about supporting law enforcement and what they do. That's just cool. That's just awesome right there. So we appreciate all those guys very much. All right, I want to wrap this up. I know we got a few minutes left, and I'm not going to be with you tomorrow. So Mark will be back, so we need to wrap this conversation up for good. Having the talk. It's a serious talk, so let's do it. You know, sometimes when the birds and the bees... Oh, that's right, wrong talk. Ha! See that again? That's a joke. That's what we like to do. Where's my... Oh, there it is. All right. Let's try that again. So we need to have the talk. While we have articles trying to label Kyle Rittenhouse as a domestic terrorist, which is blatantly false, completely inaccurate, but yet people fall for it, and the left is so gullible that they'll hear and believe anything that comes out of Bernie Sanders or AOC or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris's mouth, and or the media too. Just, oh, okay, yeah, the little clapping seals that they have on that side of the aisle that blindly follow. They don't understand definitions. Because to me, look, I'm a debater.
I like to debate. I like to learn about history. I like to argue. I like to dialogue. I like to discuss. And I like to unveil the layers of the onion, have a little bit deeper conversation than what we usually do in media, which is why I enjoy talk radio. But you need, if you're going to debate or if you're going to have a discussion about issues, you need to first define what you mean and have definitions for the terms that you actually use. And domestic terrorism is a very, very big accusation, a dangerous, a severe accusation if you're going to label someone as a domestic terrorist. And again, definition of terrorism is the fact that you physically abuse or threaten abuse or physical violence or intimidate someone for a political gain or political means. That would be on the other side of the aisle and what they were exactly doing during the protests, quote unquote, riots, violence of Kenosha, Washington, or of Wisconsin. And I read the definition of another one as well, because I think that these definitions are being manipulated on purpose. And it even bleeds into the Second Amendment. And I'll get there in just a second. On Wikipedia and Google, if you just Google socialism, the definition is a political and economic theory of social organization which advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. The whole Bernie Sanders democratic socialism thing, it's a community-based. As a community, you and I get to make these discussions and make these decisions and get to distribute the means of distribution and the means of production and exchange of goods. We get to decide as a community, and everything sounds wonderful. Now, unfortunately, that's the Wikipedia version that does not get accredited while you're in college actually getting an education. So while they say that they're the sophisticated and higher educated types on the left side of the aisle, they obviously are using sources that are completely not allowed when you're in college getting your higher education. One source that is, however, is the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and their definition is just a little bit different. Any various economic and political theories advocating collective or governmental ownership and administration of the means of production and distribution of goods, a system of society or group living in which there's no private property, and a system or condition of society in which means of productions are owned and controlled by the state, not by the community, but by the state. Now, I've had this conversation with many lefties on social media, and I say, well, Andy, that's an outdated definition. When obviously the definitions of ideologies don't change, but they say they do. And I find that quite interesting, because this one sounds fluffier when you say it's by the community rather than by the government, because the government obviously takes everything and gets to redistribute it. And you get to live as the nice little peasant, and you're happy to be that nice little peasant, apparently, on the left side of the aisle. So to relate that back to the Second Amendment, Andy, what does this have to do? Has everything to do with the Second Amendment, as Mark likes to say, because it's true. While they tried to change the definitions of terms and ideologies and ideas to make them sound better, they do the same with gun control as well. The word gun control to most people sounds very, very bad, even to the left side of the aisle. They don't like that word gun control. It sounds bad.
Come on, man. Get a life.
I know. But it sounds very bad, even to the left side of the aisle. They don't like gun control. So what have they done? They've changed the terms. Because then they realize they lost this whole Second Amendment and the constitutional argument of, you know, the right to keep and bear arms. So they have to change it to make it sound fluffier from gun control, which they've talked about gun control. They've talked about gun confiscation. They've talked about gun regulations. To them, gun regulations are semi better because, well, government regulates. They do that. That's a good thing. We like regulations. They love those terms, but then they've turned them even fluffier to try and appeal to the other side of the aisle. Common sense gun reforms, common sense gun control, common sense regulations, red flag laws. Now, I know that's an actual like specific type of bill, but still, red flag laws. If there's a red flag, you need to stop it from happening, because there's a red flag. And that to some is more appealing because it creates that sense of urgency of, oh my gosh, I could do something about it. I could actually stop all these guns on the streets. I could actually stop a shooting from happening. It's a red flag right there. We're going to report that red flag. Of course they like the red flag laws. Don't think that any of these terms or names are done without a purpose or a cause or a meaning behind it. What about the buybacks? Ooh, that's a good one. Buybacks. We're going to buy back. That's what Beto O'Rourke tried to say, was the buybacks. That's what Joe Biden wants, is the buybacks. Then he talked about the intelligent guns or the smart guns. If you just use your fingerprint, then it'll, you know, the thing, it'll activate it. And then the thing happens and then you can like shoot it. Obviously he has no idea what he's talking about, but he tried. I got to give him credit. He tried. In his state of dementia, he really did his good stuff. But buybacks, that's a good one. Because the government obviously didn't own it before, so how can they buy something back if they never owned it in the first place? But it sounds really nice. We're going to buy it back. We'll give you a gift certificate to the grocery store. If you remember the Cash for Clunkers program? When you could trade in your old car that wasn't even moving, like didn't even have tires on it, and the Cash for Clunkers, you could trade it in, you could get some cash for it, or you could get a gift card. That's what they're trying to do. It was a massive failure nationwide with the whole Cash for Clunkers deal for vehicles. Major failure. And now they want to try the same thing with guns. Because, again, progressives, put this in a nice little bow as we wrap up the show today, they don't get it and they don't learn from their lessons. While Barack Obama was the greatest gun salesman that this country had seen in a very long time, by not even doing anything but just talking about doing something, he ended up scaring a lot of people to go out and buy firearms. Joe Biden's doing the same thing, saying that he wants to get rid of assault rifles again, which is going to lead to the massive increase, which, by the way, they did just prove that, guess what, 2020 gun sales have already exceeded gun sales from 2019 already. Because of COVID, because of the unrest, because of the fear of Joe Biden coming into office, the 2020 gun sales already exceeded. They haven't learned their lessons, and they haven't learned it even yet with these stupid programs and with the nice little fluffy names they try and call gun control to make it sound more appealing to the American public, because we are smarter than that, because we've already had the talk with ourselves and with our family to understand how dangerous these things really are. That about does it for us today. Andy Hoosier filling in. It's been an honor. I love doing it. Any chance Mark gives me the chance to do so. He'll be back at it tomorrow right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Until then, as Mark always says, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Everybody have a great Thursday.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.